Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week with our study of the Christian marriage relationship. And I want to talk to you today about marriage's number one nutritional requirement. We have often been told from various experts in the nutritional field different types of vitamins and minerals that are necessary for developing a healthy body and maintaining adequate good health. I would say to you today that for a Christian marriage, there is one very vital, indispensable nutritional requirement. It's something that must be taken every single day. It must be utilized on a frequent basis. You can't overdose on it, and it is something that will truly contribute to the health of your marriage. Without it, your marriage will die. And that nutritional requirement is the agape love of God. We know from the book of Romans that God has shed abroad in our hearts His love. And the type of love that God has is this love that's an unconditional love. The Greek word is agape, and it's the type of love that gives without expecting anything in return. It's the type of love that serves without looking for something to come back to it. It's the type of love that looks to see what will bless the other individual, what will comfort them, what will edify them, what will be a great and tremendous encouragement to the other party. This type of love, this agape love, is the type of love that will transform the marriage that is in the throes of despondency. Perhaps you feel like your marriage has been a disappointment. Maybe you feel that you have grown apart from your husband or from your wife. Perhaps you feel like your communication has waned and your common interests have deteriorated and you're more like roommates than lovers. I want to encourage you today that an extra application, a daily application, a diligent application of the love of God, of this agape love, will breathe a spark of life back into even a lifeless marriage. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 tells us that love, this agape love of God, never fails. And I would say that it never fails to produce a result. It never fails to bring forth a change in a situation. God's type of love working through you to your spouse will have a powerful effect. But most people endure loveless marriages with an attitude of disappointment and perhaps resignation that this is just the state of affairs, that it's going to maintain or it will be this way for the rest of our married life. This is a lie that Satan has diligently sought to sow into Christian marriages, into the minds of people, and to try to get them to accept a low standard of living for their Christian marriage. God wants your marriage to be vital, vibrant, filled with joy and love, a place where there's refreshment, a place where there's encouragement, a place where there's safety from the storms of life. And yet many marriages are far from that. But I want to encourage you that if you will make a commitment today that no matter what your spouse does or how he or she responds, you personally are determined to begin to up your nutritional level of agape love in your marriage life, as far as you are concerned, as far as what you will have to do with it, you will see a difference and you will see some change take place. The Word of God communicates to us the truth about love. And the agape love of God is a very powerful thing. 1 Corinthians 13 describes it, and it is powerful. Love is patient, it says in verse 4. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Or other translation, it is not easily provoked to anger. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. This powerful weapon, agape love, will do some serious warfare even in the most beleaguered marriage relationship. God wants you to begin to up your level of agape love that you are personally walking in your marriage relationship. But it's a choice you have to make. It's a choice when your spouse is grumpy for you to walk in agape love, to pour out love to that person, to not respond to how they are acting or what they are saying or the mood that they are in, that you're going to choose, I'm going to just bless him. I'm just going to bless her. She is having a bad attitude. I am going to choose to pour out agape love in this situation instead of reacting. Most marriage partners are waiting for the other person to get their act together, for their marriage to be improved. Most marriage partners are frustrated and sitting back, angry and sullen over how the other party is behaving in the marriage. And that will get you nowhere. It will only take you in a downward spiral in your marriage relationship. I am so convinced that Satan has sown lies about love and about marriage relationship in our culture that I want to give you an example that's not even one from the current events or current media. And I believe Satan has permeated the media with lies about marriage, that your marriage might be good for the first year or so, but you might as well just expect it's not going to stay exciting and filled with love by the third or fourth or fifth, and definitely not by the seventh year. That attitude and that idea has been sown in our culture for a long time. We've heard the expression, the seven-year itch, meaning that by the seventh year, the marriage, the parties will be dissatisfied with one another and looking elsewhere for excitement and fulfillment. This is a lie. Satan is anti-love. Understand that. Satan is anti-Christ. Christ is God and God is love. So you can say Satan is anti-love, and he is very determined to undermine your marriage relationship by putting pressure on your spouse and putting pressure on you to become frustrated and not patient, to become angry and not easily overlooking the offenses of others, to become dissatisfied instead of content. And God himself wants you to apply the agape love of God to your marriage today. In 1955, the Saturday Evening Post published a piece in that newspaper that they called The Seven Ages of the Cold. And I'm going to read this to you because to me it just emphasizes or amplifies the fact that this idea that marriage will deteriorate has been sown in our culture and even for decades. This is 1955. And listen to what this article says. It's basically chronicling the changes in a marriage by tracing a husband's response to his wife having a cold. And it went something like this, and this is a paraphrase. In the first year, the wife has a bad cold. The husband responds, "Oh, sugar dumpling, I'm worried about my baby girl. You've got a bad sniffle. There's no telling about these things with all that strep going around. I'm going to put you in the hospital this afternoon." Second year, the wife has a bad cold. The husband says, "Listen, darling, I don't like the sound of that cough. I've called Doc Miller to rush right over here. Now you go to bed like a good girl." Third year, the husband's response to his wife's cold. Maybe you better lie down. Nothing like a little rest when you're feeling bad. I'll bring you something to eat. Have we got any soup in the house? Fourth year, the husband's response. Look, dear, be sensible. After you feed the kids and get the dishes washed, you better hit the sack. Fifth year, the husband's response to the wife's cold. Why don't you just get up and take a couple of aspirin? Sixth year, he's getting irritated now. If you'll just gargle or something instead of sitting there sounding like a barking seal. Seventh year, the husband's very irritated with his wife having a cold. For Pete's sake, stop sneezing. What are you trying to do? Give me pneumonia? I read this article, which was intended to be comical. I read this to you to say that Satan has for many years tried to sow this idea in our culture, in our society, that you need to expect that your marriage relationship's love level will deteriorate over the years. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God himself, who is love, said that he put his own love, his agape love, in our hearts. He shed it abroad in our hearts, it says in Romans. That means you've got a reservoir of love in your heart. You can pull out from that reservoir all that you need to pour into your marriage, even if the other person isn't responding in kind. Do it now and you'll see a response. You will see a change. Love always changes the atmosphere. Pure agape love changes the atmosphere of a home. Be the person who decides, I'm going to up the nutritional level in my marriage of agape love because I know that God's word is true and love never fails. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, be a person who chooses to walk in agape love in your marriage. You'll see a difference. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious and love-filled week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.